弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
前一两个月同弟兄姊妹交通到亚伯拉罕嘅祭坛。
A couple of months ago, I shared with brothers and sisters concerning the altar of Abraham.
还有未完嘅话，所以早上继续愿意同弟兄姊妹嚟交通。
I have yet unfinished words, so I want to continue to share with brothers and sisters in this area.
请我打开创世纪。
Let us turn open to the book of Genesis.
第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第六节。
Starting with verse 6.
创世纪十二章第六节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 6.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。
And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
And the Canaanite was then in the land, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山支搭帐棚西边是伯特利东边是艾。
And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord.
他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛求告耶和华的名。
And called upon the name of the Lord.
第十三节，第十三章。
Chapter 13.
十四节。
Verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你要 举目东西南北观看，凡你所看见一切的地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him.Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. From all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
十七节，你起来中环走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Verse 17, arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee.
亚伯兰就搬了帐棚。来到希伯伦万里的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
创世纪二十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
这事以后。
And it came to pass after these things.
神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。
That God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
神说：你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
亚伯拉罕清早起来，备上路，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示的地方去了。
And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him,And Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远的看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他仆人说：你们和奴在此等候，我与童子往那里拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass.And I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you.
亚伯拉罕把繁殖的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人了同行。
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，他说：我在这里。
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I.
天使说：你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下，不给我。
And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me.
啊，当主耶稣在地上边的时候
，When our Lord was on earth. There was one time he revealed himself unto his disciples.
人若不吃我肉，不喝我血，就与我无份无关。
If man does not eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, they have no part with me.
好多跟随他的，在那时就这样说。
And many who were following him, the multitude that followed him at that time said,
这个话甚难。
These sayings are hard.
他们就离开主，
and they departed from the Lord，
因为他们不明白，
because they did not understand。
今天我们要读亚伯拉罕这段的经历。
Today when we read this experience of Abraham，
我可以想象得到，
I can just imagine，
我们中间很多 BB 有很多做父母的。
Perhaps there are many children now miss and many who are parents。
神对你讲，
and God says to you，
某某某爸爸妈妈。
So and so parents.
将你个BB 放喺祭坛上边。
Offer me your child on the altar.
呢度好多 BB 啊 ，BB 放好多啊，我呢个我都讲唔晒，嗰啲 BB 嘅名系嘛？
There are many babies in our midst. I can't name them all in the nursery.
神有一日叫你个名，叫你将你个 BB 放喺祭坛上边。
One day God calls your name and asks you to lay your child on the altar.
上次咧，我記得咧，我哋講到最尾咧，有冇邊個願意將自己奉獻俾主？好多人都全體企曬起身啊！
Last time I remember when we asked if anyone was willing to offer themselves to the Lord, and we stood up as a congregation.
但我係咪真係好似可以好似亞伯拉罕咁，願意將我哋嘅孫、我哋嘅仔、我哋個女呢個肥肥白白嘅獻喺祭壇上邊？
But are we willing as Abraham to offer our grandchildren, our children, our sons and daughter as precious as they are on the altar?
因为在我们的里面，哇，将这个 BB 献，将这个当然那时的以撒不是一个 BB， 是一个童子，有十几二十岁 的孩子。
Now at this time, of course, Isaac is not a baby. He is a young lad in his teens.
但是将他献在祭坛上边，那是将他献为燔祭，将他杀了献给神。
Yet to offer him up on the altar as a burnt offering to slay him and offer him to God.
此话甚难，我边个能够跟随呢？
These words, these sayings are hard. Who is able to follow?
我实在承认呢，是十分困难。
And we confess they are difficult.
没人能够一步就来到这个地步。
No one's able to obtain to this condition in one leap.
因此主就藉着亚伯拉罕的这个四个祭坛，你要教导我们一步一步的来向上，一步一步的来尽心，直至到有一天我们愿意将我们所爱的交在祭坛上边。
Therefore, the Lord, through the lessons of these four altars, leads us step by step as our faith increase. Then we're able one day to offer up to the Lord on the altar that which we dearly love.
这个四个祭坛的学习就好似主将我哋从一步一步由一个圆圈嘅边缘带我哋进到呢个圆圈，就系主嘅旨意嘅中心点嗰度。
It is through these lessons of these four altars, it seems as if God is leading us around in the circle, on the outer circle, in the circumference, into His will, into the circle.
又好似主引领我们上天梯，一步一步向上走，走到去到献以撒嗰一步，摸到主的心意。
It is as if God is leading us on this heavenly journey, step by step upon this ladder, until we reach the top where we're willing to offer up Isaac to God.
记得我们提到第一个祭坛在示剑的地方。
We remember we mentioned the first altar which Abraham built in Shechem.
当我们读创世纪的时候，或者再读下去，我们知道示剑不是神心意最终的目的。
We realize as we continue our study in the book of Genesis that Shechem is not ultimately the will of God.
事件只是一个过程。
But Shechem is only part of the progress.
当亚伯兰来到事件的地方的时候。
Now, when Abraham arrived at this place, Shechem,
他里面充满了惧怕。
He was filled with fear.
他来到一个未识之地。
He came to an unknown country.
他有极大的需要。
And he had a big need.
在这个极大的需要的底下。
Now, with this great need,
他将他的需要来告诉神听。
He informs God of his need.
他在那里筑坛。
And there he built an altar.
他承认他自己无能。
He confessed that he is unable.
他需要主的自己。
And he needs the Lord himself.
这个是他学习第一步的奉献。
And this is the first lesson of his consecration to learn.
我们很多时当然有一些人有一些肢体们或弟兄姊妹们有这样的带领。当他第一步信主的时候，主就给他极大的带领，将自己完全奉献了给主。
Of course, perhaps there may be some brethren who have this first step of consecration, which they learn even at the moment they believe in the Lord, that they wholly consecrate themselves to the Lord.
这个是主极大的恩典。
And this is an extra special grace from the Lord.
但在亚伯兰身上面。
But upon the person of Abram,
神是一步一步的来带领他。
God leads him step by step.
我们必须在这些功课里一步一步来学习。
We must learn these lessons step by step.
在奉献的功课里一步一步来学习。
In the lessons of consecration, we must learn step by step.
有一些人他从来没跟主这样祷告过。
There may be individuals who have never prayed this way before the Lord.
主啊，我要将我自己交给你。
Lord, I will offer myself to thee.
我不敢再依靠我自己。
I dare not trust in myself any longer.
我承认我自己不行。
I confess I am unable.
你要来负我的责任。
That you need to bear the responsibility for me.
亚伯兰的第一步呢，就是他有极大的需要。
The first step for Abram is he had this great need.
他刚进入这个迦南地。
He had just entered into the land of Canaan.
好像我们刚刚从这个得着救恩一样。
It is just as if we have first entered into salvation.
当我们进到救恩里面的时候，我们发觉我们很多的我们遇到很多事情。
When we first enter into salvation, we encounter many things.
很多人他哪是靠着自己，我信了耶稣，我靠自己。
There may be many individuals who rely on themselves. I believe in Jesus, I rely on myself.
但主却不要我们这样。
Yet, that is not the desire of the Lord.
将我们摆在祭坛的上面的时候，当你求告神的时候，就告诉主听我不行。
When we place ourselves on the altar, it is us telling God that I am unable.
他有一个需要。
And there is a need.
告诉神听。
And we have this need that we tell God.
圣经你要告诉我们听，在
腓
立比书那里。
In the book of Philippians.
你们应当一无挂虑。
That we need not be anxious for anything.
腓立比书四章六到七节。
It is
四章六到七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑。
That we need not be anxious for anything.
只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐人出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我们承认我们活在世上的时候，我们不可能一无挂虑。
We confess that as we live in this world, we cannot be in this condition that we are not anxious for anything.
在亚伯兰里面，他有没有挂虑呢？他有挂虑。
Now, in Abram, was there any anxiety? Yes, there was. But the scriptures tell us that we need not be anxious for anything.
只要凡事藉着祷告祈求和感谢,
but in everything, let your request be made known to God in prayer and supplication. That let your request be made known unto God.
人的难处呢,就很多时呢,当我有问题的时候呢,我用靠自己的方法来解决。
This is the difficulty with man. Many times when we face difficult situations, we want to rely on our own ability to take care of the problem.
当我们用我们的方法去搞到焦头烂额的时候呢,没办法呢,我们才来到神面前。
Now only after we use our own way and we fail miserably, then we come all bruised and battered to God.
但亚伯兰在这里有一个倚靠的心,
but here we see Abram has this heart to trust in God.
他来到神的面前,
he came before God
来求告神,
to make his request made known to God.
将他的挂虑来告诉神听,
and he tells God of his anxiety.
将藉着祷告祈求来告诉神听,
and through prayer and supplication, he makes them known unto God.
让神, 来到负他的责任,
so that God would be responsible for him.
让神来扶持他,
so that God would support him.
这个就是事件的意思,
and this is the meaning of Shechem.
事件就是肩膀的意思,
for the meaning of Shechem is shoulder.
神来扶持他,
and that God is the one who will support him.
但信徒不能够长久在这样的光景底下,
yet the saint cannot for a long period of time remain in that condition.
我有需要我就来找神, 这是很应当的, 但神要教我们尽心去另外一步。
Yes, it is good that when we have a need, we make them known unto God, but yet God desires to lead us deeper from this condition.
圣经告诉我们,在他筑的第二个坛,就是在这个伯特利那里。
And the Bible tells us the second altar which Abram built was in Bethel.
他在那里又筑了一座坛,求告耶和华的名。
He built another altar and he called upon the name of the Lord.
亚伯兰来到每一个地方的时候,他都来到筑坛。
Now each time when Abram comes to a place, he builds an altar.
他不能离开了主,他不能活。
For apart from the Lord, he cannot live.
这个坛呢,筑这个坛的时候,是一个很特别的时间。
Now when he built this altar, it was a very unique time.
这四个坛里面,这个坛是很特别的。
Now in these four altars, this particular one is in a very unique time.
你说有什么特别呢?
Now you say, what is so special about it?
原来在筑这个坛的时候,你留心在别的三个坛之前之后都有事情发生,唯有来到第二个坛的时候,没有任何事情发生过,就是换转每一个地方。
Now you can take notice when Abram built the other three altars, there was events that took place before and after the altar, but yet in this particular one, nothing, no event took place. He just moved to this place.
即是说,将自己里面的时候,不一定有事情发生,不一定我们对主有所求,有所要的时候,才来找神的。
In other words, our worship to God, our prayer to God, it does not depend on when there's something happens or there is a need that we come to seek after God.
这个比他在第一个坛的时候,筑坛的时候,又不同了光景,他的灵性有了进步。
Now, this is a different condition of Abram when he built the second altar than that when he built the first one, he has entered deeper.
圣经告诉我,他在那里求告耶和华的名。
The Bible tells us there he called upon the name of the Lord.
求告耶和华的名究竟是什么意思呢?
Now, what does this mean when it says for us, he called upon the name of the Lord?
圣经里面在哪里第一次来提到求告耶和华的名呢?
Now in the scriptures, where was the first recording for us when it says that they called upon the name of the Lord?
这个是记载在创世纪第五章。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 5.
第四章,
chapter 4, at the end of chapter 4.
第四章, 第26节,
verse 26.
失特也生了一个儿子,起名叫以诺士,那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called the name, his name Enos, and then began man to call upon the name of the Lord.
失特是怎么样来的呢?
Now, how did Seth come about?
我们知道, 亚当生咗该隐同埋亚伯。
Now we know that Adam begot Cain and Abel.
该隐杀咗亚伯。
And Cain rose up and slew Abel.
咁亚伯冇咗啦。
And Abel died.
咁该隐亦都唔系神子里边嘅儿子。
Cain also was not the son according to the desire of God.
喺呢件事情之后咧。神就同亚当同埋夏娃讲：我要为你兴起一个后裔，你后裔要双手的头。
At this time, God spoke to Adam and Eve that He will raise up for him, for them, a seed that will bruise the head of the serpent.
咁冇几耐，神又让呢个亚当生咗呢个失德。
And shortly after, God gave Adam and Eve Seth.
咁失德嘅名係咩意思呢
？Now what does this name Seth mean？
我要問Eddie 弟兄或者二靚姊妹，失德嘅名係咩意思
？Then we have to ask Eddie and Elaine what does this name Seth mean？
因為佢有個兒子叫做 Seth
That's because they have a son named Seth。
係啦，留心讀聖經，聖經有講嘅
But if we are careful to read the scriptures, the Bible tells us。
失德嘅意思就係代替。
And then Seth means a substitute。
哦，就係話原來呢個係我冇咗個兒子，而家神俾我成為代替啦。
In other words, now I've lost a son which is Abel, and now that God has given me a substitute in place of Abel。
呢個代替咧，神話俾我聽，有一個後裔要雙手的頭，呢個就係嗰個後裔。
And this，
佢以為呢個就係嗰個後裔。
And in this substitute, when God said that。The seed shall bruise the serpent's head. Adam and Eve thought Seth would be this seed.
慢慢将呢个失德年长嘅时候
，gradually as Seth grew，
佢生咗个儿子。
He begot a son。
个儿子起名叫以拿士。
And the son's name was Enosh。
以拿士嘅名呢、这个字系咩意思咧
？Now what does this name Enosh mean？
以拿士呢个名咧系mortal 即系必朽坏嘅。
And the name Enosh means that it is mortal, it is corruptible.
人系必朽坏。
That man is mortal and it is corruptible.
失特慢慢知道佢唔系讲紧佢呢一个嘅后裔。
Very quickly, Seth realized he is not the one that the Lord is speaking of as the seed.
佢更加晓得人唔能够靠自己。
And he truly realized man cannot rely on himself.
人靠自己系冇前途嘅。
And if man relied on himself, there will be no future.
人系必朽坏嘅。
That surely man is mortal.
因此佢将佢嘅儿子起名叫以拿士。
Therefore he named his son Enosh.
喺嗰个阵开始，人就开始了求告耶和华嘅名。
And at that time, then began man to call upon the name of the Lord.
就是说我们按着我自己不得。
In other words, according to man himself, we are unable.
我们需要神。
We need God.
我需要来依靠神。
I need to depend on God.
我们需要寻求神。
I need to seek after God.
我们需要神来到为我引领我们。
I need God to lead us.
因此在第二个地方这个伯特利的地方他为神筑了第二座坛。
Therefore, in this place, Bethel, he built a second altar to God.
就在平安无事的日子
Even in days of peace,
他都来到主的面前。
He came before the Lord.
将自己来交给神。
He entrusted himself to God.
在那里要祷告神。
And there pray to God.
寻求神的引领。
To seek after God's guidance.
主你引领我前边嘅道路。
Lord, lead my path ahead。
好多嘅信徒们喺有需要嘅时候就嚟到寻求神。
Many believers, when we have a need, we come to seek after God。
当佢哋落喺丰富嘅底下嘅时候。
And when we are in abundance。
喺安舒无事嘅日子。
When we're in days of peace and rest。
就将主抛到脑后。
We forget about the Lord and put him on the back burner。
当我的家庭有问题的时候。
And when something happens in the family。
当我失业的时候。
When we're unemployed。
当我遇到危机的时候。
When we're in a crisis。
我们来寻求神。
And we come to seek after God。
这个是对的。
That is true。
但神却心愿我们。
But how God desires for us。
主愿意我们当我们在安舒日子。
The Lord desires even in the days of peace and rest.
我哋都有一个嘅习惯。
That we would have this habit.
我哋常常 来到主的面前,
that we will always often come before the Lord.
没多久,他在那里遇到有饥荒,
shortly after then, Abram encountered a famine in the land.
神的旨意是叫他进入迦南地的里面,
the will of God was for Abram to enter into the land of Canaan.
但埃及不是迦南,
Egypt is not Canaan.
不是神为他所命定的地界,
it is not the boundary which God has prepared for him.
但很自然的,
very naturally, Abram went down to Egypt.
神并没有应许信主的人天色常蓝,
God did not promise the skies always blue for those who believe in him.
花香常麻,
that the path is always rosy.
但神却是愿意引领我们,
but God desires that he will lead us all the way.
叫我们常有倚靠,
that we will always have him to depend upon and trust in him.
外边的难处不是一帆风顺,
that on the external matters, it is not smooth sailing.
但却叫我们里边有安息,
but within we can be anchored in his rest.
这个安息是世人所不能够夺去的,
and this is a peace which the world cannot take away.
是世界所不能够买的,
and this is a peace which the world cannot buy.
阿伯兰在那里没学,不认识这个事情,
at that time, Abram did not understand this.
他不晓得所有的事, 是有神的美意在那里量度给我们,
he did not realize that in all things God had his good will that he has measured unto us.
因此他就以为事情就是这样了,
very naturally he thought this happened.
他就落到埃及,
so naturally I will go down to Egypt.
他以为他落到埃及能够解决他的难处,
he thought by going down to Egypt his difficulty will be solved.
但当我们晓得我们今天的地位在基督的里面, 好像亚伯兰的地位在迦南的里面,
but we realize today if our position is in Christ, just as when Abram, he should be in the land of Canaan.
当我们离开基督的地位的时候,
when we depart away from our position of being in Christ,
用自己的智慧去解决问题,
and we use our own wisdom to take care of our own things,
世界都用它的方法来得着我们,
the world will also use its way to gain us.
所以当亚伯兰落到埃及地的时候,
so when Abram went down into the land of Egypt,
人见到他太太来的貌美,
and others saw how fair his wife was.
其实他都已经知道,未去到埃及地,他已经跟太太讲定数了,
actually, he knew this was going to happen because before they went down into Egypt, he already said to his wife,
人见到你貌美,必然要拿我的命,
now, when others see how fair you are, how beautiful you are, they will surely slay me.
所以你就跟人说你是我妹,
so tell others that you are my sister.
这个是一个半个大话,
now, this is a half lie.
因为这个太太是原来是他同父异母的妹,
that is because Sarah was his half sister, was from the same father, but from a different mother.
当我们进入世界的时候,做基督徒是很困难,
now, when we enter into the world, it is difficult to be a Christian.
很多时,我们为了保护自己,我们广东话叫做质质薄,
many times, as we try to protect ourselves in the Chinese, in the Cantonese saying that you just let it go, let it slide, and just turn a blind eye.
就落了一个这样的光景里面,
and that is the condition that we fall into.
在那里失了他的见证,
and we will lose our testimony.
以至于法老,世界王起来责备他,
that is the Pharaoh, the king of this world, will come and even rebuke us.
是神在那里亲自伸手出来干预这件事情,
that God himself had to intervene with this matter.
你告诉这个法老听,
and say to this Pharaoh,
阿伯兰是属乎他的,
that Abram belongs to him.
主向我们真的有极大怜悯,
now the Lord indeed has great mercy upon us.
我们落在软弱的里面,
when we're in weakness,
神纪念我们是属乎祂,
God remembers that we belong to him.
神亲自来到将我们从那个里面流出来,
God personally comes to remove us from that situation.
很多年前我学一个这样的功课,
many years ago I learned this lesson.
在我做工的地方,
in my workplace,
我们有一个坏账,我们就收回一间楼回来,因为坏账,我们收楼,
there was a bad account, a bad deal, and we had to foreclose on a building, and we had to take it back for the bank.
这座楼在唐人埠,
And this building was in Chinatown.
楼下是商业用的。
On the ground floor of this building, it was for commercial use.
楼上就是给那些低收入的人住。
On the top, on the dwellings, it was for the residents with low income.
我想上面有十几二十个单位。
There was units over in the teens in the units above for the residents.
那些人就给很少租，几十元一个月。
The residents had to pay a very small amount of rent. It was only just less than $100.
没人去管理，就叫我去管理这座大厦。
No one would be the manager over this building, so I was assigned to manage this building.
他们住的人又不会保养的。
The ones who lived in the building, they would not take good care of the building.
他们说冲凉房发毛，哪里有老鼠、蟑螂，我们就派人给钱，不惜工本，就去讲自鼠、自蟑螂，等它干干净净。
When they would complain the bathroom is moldy or there is cockroaches or rats, we would not spare any expenses and go fix it up, the bathroom, and go and take care of the rodents and the infestation.
怎知他们在那里晒菜缸、晒腊肉，什么又来的，厨房又、厕所又再发个毛，我们又去游的。
Of course, then they, in those buildings, they hang a lot of food for them to dry, like the meat and the vegetables, so that will become a rodent problem again, and it would make it moldy again, so we had to do this all over again.
所以收了租都不够付这些，真是不够付这些费用。
In fact, the low rent that we were receiving would not be able to cover the expenses of all these repairs. We were in the red.
但我真是尽了力量去搞这座大厦，但居民不是很合作。
We did our best to manage well this building, but the residents, they were not cooperating.
没了多久，有事情发生。
Shortly after, then some things happened.
这班住客要知道了我是帮银行做事的。
Later on, the residents realized that I was managing this building, but I worked for the bank.
原来背后有个大财主在那里的。
Then they realized there was all this money power, this bank that was behind me.
他们就发起一个官司。
So then they had this lawsuit.
就告这个背后的银行。
They then filed a claim, a lawsuit of the bank who owned the building.
要赔偿他们，因为管理不善，又有老鼠，又有曱甴，又发毛，要赔偿他们不知道没人，不知道几多十万，几多钱，几百万我都搞不清。
The lawsuit then was a big lawsuit that they wanted the bank to compensate for them living under these conditions of the moldy quarters and rodents, and they wanted the thousands, tens of thousands, millions of dollars from the bank.
咁当然银行咧就要，咁存住我做证人，我梗系要出庭啦。
So I was listed as a witness, so then I needed to appear in court.
佢哋咧就要证明我系，银行咧就话俾我听，你系代表你自己，你唔系代表银行做事。
On the bank's perspective, the bank's telling me that I represent myself, that I'm not employed under the bank.
虽然你是银行雇员，但你收钱是同银行做事，你管理那座大厦，你自己的事同银行无关的。
But even though you're accepting the salary from the bank, but you're employed in salary, but you are the manager of the building, so how you fulfill your responsibilities as a manager, that has nothing to do with the bank.
那边就要证明我是同银行做事的，所以他要将银行拉上，才有钱拿，告我没钱拿的。
For the plaintiff, then they have to link me to the bank that I work for the bank, so I'm employed by the bank and I didn't do a good job, then they can lay claim to the bank.
银行就混了一个礼拜，他如果这么问你就这么答，你这么问你这么答。
Then the bank employed the experts, the professional lawyers, and quarantined me for a week and say, okay, this is all the questions will be testing you. If they ask you this, this is what you say. If they question you this, this is how you answer.
意思就是说我不是代表银行，讲了一句简单的就是。
In other words, that is that I do not represent the bank.
但我心想我明明是代表银行的。
But in my heart, I thought, no, I am a representative of the bank.
但我如果出庭咁讲咧，咪益咗一班贪心嘅人系嘛？
But I also thought if I did say that, then I am just feeding the greed of those the plaintiffs.
因为嗰班都唔系咩义人嚟嘅，佢哋即系贪心擘大口，想咬银行一啖，想攞钱。
Because I knew that they were not righteous in their lawsuit, that they just wanted out of greed to sue the bank for a big lump, a sum of money.
啊！我落喺咁嘅光景里边，我十分嘅困难。
I was in this condition and I was in hardship.
我又唔系就咁讲大话，我仲上庭讲大话喎？点得啊
？I cannot. I'm not just asked to tell a lie, but I have to lie in court.
啊！但上咗庭讲真话，又真系觉得呢班人真系冇理由咁嘅。
Yet if I was to tell the truth in court, then I felt that then the plaintiffs would get what they want and after their greed.
你如果系你会点做咧
？It was you in this position. How? What will you do?
啊！我真系半夜起嚟求告耶和华嘅名。
I had to get up in the middle of the night to call upon the name of the Lord.
混咗成个礼拜，到听日要上庭啊！我半夜我主啊，点算啊？同主讲。
I was quarantined for a whole week. In the middle of the night, on the next day, I needed to be called into court. I just cried out to the Lord, Lord, what should I do?
啊！第二朝早上。
The next morning.
啊！我律师同我讲。
The lawyer told me.
对方律师话佢嗰啲原告系发神经嘅，唔代表佢取消咗个官司。
The opposing lawyer told me that no longer does he represent the plaintiffs because he felt that his clients were out of their mind.
对方嗰啲律师系嗰啲民权律师，嗰 civil way 嘅律师。佢根本唔需要钱打官司，我哋就付钱打官司嘅。
Now the lawyer representing the plaintiffs, he's a civil rights attorney, so he doesn't need to be hired and paid for his attorney fees. But for the bank, we needed to hire the attorneys and pay them a fee.
我就同佢讲，我一早知道会帮人发神经噶啦。
And I told the lawyer who told me this news. Of course, I knew long ago that these plaintiffs were out of their mind.
即系有几个咧，里边咧，真系你同佢讲嘢咧，佢。真係發覺佢個腦筋有問題。
Because I realized in dealing with them before that when you converse with a few of these plaintiffs that they just couldn't get through to them, so they were really out of their mind.
哦，到最後嗰日，我居然佢嘅律師話佢哋 crazy， 取消呢單官司。
But even on the morning of the court hearing, the representative attorney said that he would not represent his clients because they were crazy.
就好似詩篇咁講，神嘅手嚟到剪破呢個網絡，鳥就飛去。
Just as it tells us in the Psalms that it is God who cut the snare of the fowler and the bird is free。
我就好似你要睇見亞伯蘭了呢個祭壇嘅時候我又想起嗰一段嘅時間。
And when I read about this altar of Abraham, I recall those days, that experience.
我哋好似就係落到埃及地一樣。
We are as if we are in the land of Egypt.
倘若唔係神從天上伸手出嚟拯救，我哋真係冇一個出路。
If it is not for God Himself who intervened from His hand in heaven to deliver us, we would not have a way of escape.
所以聖經嚟到十三章嗰度嘅時候。
Therefore, in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 13,
第四节
，verse 4，
就系佢翻到去伯特利同艾中间，第三节，就喺从前支搭帐棚嘅地方，佢喺嗰度又求告耶和华嘅名。
Abraham, he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
原来我哋喺信主呢条嘅道路上边唔系一帆风顺。
That is, in this journey, in this path of following the Lord, it is not smooth sailing.
我哋会有软弱，我哋会有失败。
We will have weaknesses and we will fail.
但系我哋嘅神并冇忘记我哋。
But our God does not forget us.
佢并冇忘记我哋。
He does not forget.
佢从天上边嚟伸手嚟拯救我哋。
And from heaven, he extends forth his hand to deliver us.
带我哋翻到主嘅面前。
And he will bring us back before the Lord.
我哋岂唔应当将我哋再一次嚟交俾主嘅手嘅里面
？Are we not once again to consecrate ourselves into His hand？
亚伯兰喺呢个功课里边学习咗，经历咗佢嘅软弱。
Abram in this lesson comes to know of his own weakness.
啊, 認識了神的憐憫,
and come to know of God's mercy.
認識了神的恩典,
and know of God's grace.
他再一次在哪裡跌倒,
once again, he has risen from where he has fallen.
在回到原本第二個祭壇的地方,
and he returned back to the place where he was at the first, and he called upon the name of the Lord to commit himself once again to the Lord.
當他回到他原本應有的地位的時候,
now when we return back to the position where we ought to be,
他和主的交通就沒有攔阻,
there would not be any hindrance between our fellowship with the Lord.
我們並沒有見到亞伯蘭在埃及裡築祭壇,
we did not see Abram building any altars in Egypt.
當我們進到世界裡面的時候,
when we enter into this world,
亞利與主並沒有有安息的交通,
we would not have fellowship with the Lord that is at peace.
啊, 你硬硬去做,
if we force the issue, there will not be peace within us.
世人可以用他的方法来作事, 信主的人不可以用世界的方法来作事,
the world will work according to its own way, but those who believe in the Lord cannot use the ways of this world.
甚至乎你都不可以抄襲别的信徒作的事,
even to a point that we cannot imitate the actions of another believer.
啊, 你說那個信主的,
we cannot say, oh, look at that brother or that one in leadership, he is doing the same way.
你不知道他是如何,
we do not know how they are and what their condition is.
我們必須親手接受主的帶領,
but we must personally, directly receive the guidance of the Lord.
就算别的信徒这么做,
even if that was the actions of another believers, we must come before the Lord.
啊, 主,
Lord, am I able to do the same?
我里边究竟有没有平安,
if I were to do the same, would I have peace within?
倘若你里边没有平安的时候,
if you do not have peace within, that would not be the guidance of the Lord for you.
啊, 一切到时间, 来的时候都会显明,
now, when in the time when it's fulfilled, all the things will be made known.
这里, 每一次你要讲到筑坛的时候呢, 我们要思想, 筑了一个坛呢, 要付上努力的,
each time when we see an altar is being built, we have to consider the fact that there is a effort, a price to pay in building this altar.
筑坛呢, 是要去凿石头, 石头砌一个坛,
when you build an altar, you have to lay the stones and the altar is made.
啊, 但是讲到, 今, 譬如好像说我们, 众人, 来到, 麦饼聚会,
for example, for us, when we come before the table to break bread,
啊, 这个好像我们来到, 有人都已经预备好给我们, 我们就来祷告,
now, it seems as if everything is set up when we come and we pray.
啊, 但是呢, 我们倘若要, 啊, 捉这个坛的时候,
but if we were to build the altar,
我们必须付出这个劳力,
we must take the initiative to make an effort to pay this price.
到主面前, 啊, 寻求主的交通,
we have to come before the Lord to seek fellowship with him.
啊, 意思在家庭里面,
meaning that in our family,
啊, 我们倘若要有这个家庭的祭坛,
if we were to set up the family altar at home,
我们不单止到主的面前, 我带我的孩子到主的面前,
not only do we come before the Lord ourselves as parents, but we bring the children as a family before the Lord.
啊, 你要主动的, 你要摆上时间,
we must take the initiative and to pay the cost to put up the time,
安排好,
and to make all the arrangements,
我们才能够全家到主的面前,
then as a family, we can come before the Lord.
第三个祭坛呢, 是在这个, 啊, 希伯伦那里,
the third altar was built in Hebron.
啊, 这个是在, 啊, 亚伯兰和这个罗德分开之后,
and this was after Abram had separated from Lot.
意思就是说罗德再不是他的倚靠,
in other words, then Abram does not put his trust in Lot any longer.
与罗德分开这件事情是亚伯兰做主动的,
in separating with Lot, this was something that Abram initiated.
再没有罗德作他的倚靠的时候呢, 亚伯兰能够倚靠谁呢?
When Lot is no longer someone that Abram can lean upon, who can Abram trust in? His only trust is in God himself. Many times our trust in, when I retire, I will rely on my children. I will lean on my retirement. But here, the Lord gives Abram this lesson. Do not trust in any other. But solely trust in the Lord alone. There, Abram built another altar for the Lord. We thank the Lord that each time when Abram built an altar for the Lord, it is simply stated so and did not say Abram built for himself a house. But all the altars that Abram built was for God. After this event, there were many events after this. We come to chapter
22.
It says, and it came to pass after these things.
如果你去留心读, 创世纪的时候呢,
when we are careful in reading the book of Genesis, this is not the only time this phrase is used.
特别在亚伯兰身上边,
especially upon the life of Abram.
另外有起碼還有一個地方就話在這些事以後.
There is at least another recording it reuses this phrase and it came to pass after these things.
原來神安排好多嘅事係喺我哋身上邊有一個目的嘅.
In other words, that is God's arrangement that all the arrangements he make upon us there is a purpose after these things.
喺呢啲事之後神就讓我哋知識.
And it came to pass after these things God makes it known to us.
他說,
and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕讲, 亚伯拉罕说,
and God said unto Abraham, and Abraham said, behold, here am I.
神就跟他说, 你要带你的儿子, 就是你独生的儿子, 就是你所爱的以撒,
God said to him, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest.
往这个我要指示你的山上,
and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
这个就是我今天开始的时候就跟大家讲要将你的晴晴将你的悠悠将你的希希还有很多宝宝将你献为犯罪.
All these children I just named that your Esther, your Crystal, your Isabel, all these children, you have to offer them up as a burnt offering.
哇, 当你做爸爸妈妈, 真是听到这个, 真是晴天霹雳啊。
Now when you as a parent hear of these words, this requirement, your world just comes crashing down.
哇, 这话甚难啊, 有边个能够跟从呢?
These sayings are hard, who is able to follow?
哇, 如果你说将这个奉献啊, 只为我站起身啊, 没问题啊, 站起来伸唱诗歌而已嘛, 现在不是啊, 黎真的啊, 是吧?
If you ask me to consecrate myself, who is willing? I just need to stand up and sing the hymn. And I am able to do that very easily. But now, it's true, it's real. How can I do this?
带我往带去摩利亚地就我所要指示你的地方去.
And get thee into the land of Moriah, and upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
即是呢,未话晒俾佢听㗎.
That is, God did not tell Abraham everything yet.
咁呢,呢个叫亚伯兰想起当初神叫佢出吾意嘅时候呢,佢出吾意嘅时候呢,佢话不知道往哪里去。
This surely will call Abraham back to remembrance when God first called him out of Ur of the Chaldees, that God is to lead him to a place where he did not know where he was going.
亚伯兰就想起当初我怎样凭信心，现在我哋都系按着信你去。
Abram recalls how he followed the Lord by faith. Now he will do the same to follow by faith.
如果系我哋嘅话咧，我哋或者诶翻去同太太商量下先。Now
for us, perhaps we will say, well, let me think about it. Let me go and talk with my wife about this first.
或者咧，我去嘅时候咧。 又唔带柴又唔带火行到一半嘅时候，哎呀，又冇柴喎，又冇火喎，吓。
Perhaps we will go, but unlike Abraham, we will not go with the knife and the wood. We will just go, and halfway there, we say, "Oh, I don't have the fire or the wood."
但亚伯兰唔系嘅。
But it is not that way for Abraham.
佢咧就带咗燔祭嘅柴，圣经就话俾我听，带埋火，带埋刀，就去。
But the Bible tells us that Abraham saddled and took the wood for the burnt offering and the knife and the fire.
真系将佢嘅仔摆喺祭坛上边。
He truly placed his son upon the altar.
圣经话俾我哋听咧，因为亚伯兰嘅信咧，佢系相信神还能够将佢嘅儿子从死里边活过嚟。
The Bible tells us that by faith Abraham believed that God is able to raise Isaac from the dead.
这个是记载在希伯来书十一章里边咁讲的。
This tells us in Hebrews chapter 11.
因为佢想到神有话同佢讲，从以撒生嘅先能够成为你嘅后裔。
That is because he recalled these words from God, that which is from Isaac will then be considered the seed.
现今有将这个以撒来献上。
But now, God, you're asking me to offer up Isaac.
这个是不合情理的。
Now, this is not reasonable.
每一个合情理的解释就是神虽然献上了，但神还能够叫他从死里边活过来。
But he believed that even if he were to offer up Isaac, that he would receive him as the promise to, that God would even from the dead raise him up.
他又真的仿佛好像从死里边得回他的儿子。
That,God would raise him up even from the dead. From there also he received him in a figure.
虽然以撒冇真係被杀。
Even though Isaac was not realistically slain.
但係呢个以撒喺亚伯兰嘅心目中，亚伯拉罕嘅心目中係死而复得嘅。
But in the heart of Abraham, Isaac was dead and now he was received again.
我哋嘅父神都是如此，是不是？
This is the same from our Father God.
我们的父神都是将他怀里边的独生儿子摆在交在十字架上边。
Our Father God gave us his only begotten son on the cross.
他能够了解亚伯兰的心情，亚伯拉罕的心情。
God the Father was able to empathize with the heart of Abraham.
他就在地上边要寻找一班与他表同情的人。
God is seeking after those in this world that will find sympathy in agreement with him.
摩利亚山是一个什么地方呢？
Now what is this Moriah, Mount Moriah?
为什么我们刚才说藉着这四个祭坛，神将亚伯兰由一个圆圈的边缘带到他心意的中心呢？
Why did we say that from these four altars as the circumference of the circle in these lessons, God leads Abraham into the center of the circle?
我们再读下去的时候，我就知道以后圣殿就起在摩利亚山上边一个地方。
Later, when we read on in the Bible, we realize then the temple of God was built upon this mountain, Mount Moriah.
神的约柜要在圣殿的里面。
That the ark of God, the covenant, was to be in the temple.
这个是神的心意的地方。
And this is the place where the heart of God is.
神就逐步按着这个大灵将亚伯拉罕引领到他心意的中心。
This is how God leads Abraham, step by step, into the heart of his will.
我们是否愿意将我们心的所爱在信的里面来交给神？
Are we able then in faith to offer to God on the altar all that we love?
在圣经这个地方是第一次提到爱。
In this place in the Bible, this is the first account which it mentions about love.
你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。
But you must bring your son Isaac, your only begotten son, whom thou lovest, to a place which I will tell thee of on Mount Moriah.
原来神要做的就叫我将我所最爱的，你要献我给主。
In other words, what God is asking us to do is to offer him that which we treasure the most.
原来在亚伯兰他最爱的，他将他最爱儿子藉着他在主里边的信将他交出来。
That is, Abram was able to offer up which he loved the most, his only begotten son, by faith in the Lord to offer him to God. Because there, Abraham had this hope.
他的盼望就是知道这个以撒必从死里面来复活。
That is because Abraham's hope, he by faith believed that Isaac would be received unto him again, even from the dead.
我们重复讲到,倘若他没有前三个祭坛的学习。
We have mentioned repeatedly, if Abram did not have the lessons of the previous three altars,
他来到这个试验点的时候,他不一定能够将以撒来献上。
If he were to reach this testing point here, he may not be able to offer up Isaac.
所以我们都应当在这个功课上一步一步来学习。
Therefore, we ought to do the same, to learn these lessons step by step.
我们不要说将这个这么可爱的儿女献在祭坛上。
Not to mention, how can we offer up our adorable children on the altar?
当我们想到哈拿将这个童子撒母耳 带到圣殿里面,你要奉献给神的时候。
Even when we consider how Hannah took the lad that was just weaned, Samuel, into the temple to offer to the Lord.
刚刚断了奶,或者是四岁,五岁的日子。
Even in his toddler years, 4 or 5 after he was just weaned.
就是toddler,现在我们有些还有人照顾,送到去圣殿里面去服侍谁? 服侍神。
That even as a young child, a toddler, where is Hannah taking Samuel into the temple to serve? To serve who?
服侍神。
To serve God.
其实就是服侍以利。
But in fact, he was there serving Eli.
还有他那两个可恶的儿子。
And his two wicked sons.
你作父母啊,你舍不舍得呢?
As a parent, are you willing for this?
不是祭坛上边了。
4、5岁就拿去拿出去服侍。 It is not on the altar, but send him out to serve when he is 4 or 5.
或者再退一步。
Or perhaps even if we take another step back.
将你的孩子教会里面有各样服侍，你舍不舍得将他摆出来服侍？
There are various services in the church. Are you willing to let your child serve?
教会一年一度清洁。
There is an annual cleanup that we have.
舍不舍得将我仔、将我女摆出来服侍？
Are you willing to send your child, your son or daughter, to come and serve?
我们自己可以学习十字架功课。
Perhaps we ourselves can learn the lesson of the cross.
但我们却不愿意我们仔女走十字架的道路。
But we may not be willing for our children to do the same, to go on the way of the cross.
我们或者可以受人冤枉。
Perhaps we may be misaccused by others.
但我却不能够给我仔女受任何冤枉。
But I would not allow for my child to be falsely accused by any other.
我想我的仔女走荣耀的道路。
I want my child to go on a glorious path.
但是却没有容让他学习十字架功课。
But I would not allow for them to go and learn the lessons of the cross.
这个是受神厌恶的。
This is despised by God.
你看以利的两个儿子你就知道。
When we look at the two sons of Eli, we know this.
他们按着传统来服侍。
They served according to tradition.
但背后却作尽坏事。
But they have done all the wicked deeds behind the scene.
今天没有一个服侍主的人。
There is no one who serves the Lord today
能够在外边服侍,
that is able to only serve outwardly.
作外边的服侍,
when we serve outwardly,
却不走十字架道路,学习十字架功课,
and do not go the way of the cross and learn the lessons of the cross.
因为主必审判。
We cannot do it that way because the Lord surely will judge.
愿神藉着这话,
May the Lord speak to our hearts through these words.
叫我们愿意有一日真是将我们里面所最爱的你要摆上。
So that one day we will be willing to offer up to Him that which we love dearly.
我们很多时以为将这些我们所爱找在我们手上边是最安全。
Many times we think that when we hold on fastly to that which we love the most,
如果你未将你的儿女献上，我劝你。
That would be the most secure. If we have yet to offer our children to the Lord, I encourage you, I beseech you to do so quickly. Not for him to be blessed fully, but to receive the spiritual goodness. So that your child may live in the will of God.
当然佢当中有眼泪。
Of course, amongst that there will be tears.
但系当你知道佢喺主嘅手里边嘅时候咧，系好得无比。
But when you realize that your child is in the hand of the Lord, there is nothing better.
阿伯拉罕佢唔会话觉得，哎呀，我而家神话叫我杀呢个孩子，虽然唔杀啫，但我 hurt 咗个 feeling 喎。
Abraham did not feel, oh, God asked me to slay my only begotten son. Even though I did not do so, but by acting out this way, I will hurt Isaac's feelings.
但是以撒点话，哎呀，爸爸唔爱我，居然搵把刀想杀我啊。
Oh, Isaac will say one day, oh, my father does not love me. He raised his knife wanting to slay me.
今日作父母嘅就系太过咩啊？太过着重你仔女嘅 feeling.
Today, as parents, one issue that the parents deal with is that we are too much emphasizing on my children's feeling, how they feel. I will hurt their feelings.
你并冇着重到神嘅 feeling 点？
If so, then we have not paid any attention to the feeling of God, how God feels.
你有冇想过你 hurt 主嘅 feeling？
Do we consider then by not obeying, we would hurt the Lord's feelings？
因为我哋都系睇眼前。
Because we only see, only focus on what is visible before us.
我唔理我儿子而家读紧喺边度读书，读紧啲咩嘢。
Now, I don't care what my son is studying and where he is studying.
我并冇忘记当初我将佢献俾主嘅时候嗰、那个祷告。
I did not forget the prayer I offered to the Lord when I offered my son to the Lord.
我仲系到今日，我里边我仲系愿意佢嚟服侍主。
Even until today, I desire for him to serve the Lord.
我仲系愿意佢活喺完全活喺主嘅旨意当中。
I still desire for him to live completely in the will of the Lord。
每一次我嚟参加特会嘅时候
，each time when we have a special conference，
每一次我都为佢嚟祷告。
Each time I will pray for him。
主愿意嚟按着我奉献嘅心嚟得着佢。
Lord, gain him according to my heart's desire when I consecrated him。
你俾佢嚟遇见你。
Allow for him to meet you。
无论佢读啲咩嘢科目
，regardless of the subject which he studies，
我愿意佢嚟服侍。
May he serve you。
呢个系我嘅心。
This is my desire。
我盼望我哋当中作父母嘅呢一个咁嘅心。
As parents in our midst， I encourage you， I desire for you to have the same heart。
前边有困难嘅道路。
There will be difficulty ahead。
但你嘅心向着主究竟系如何
？But how is our heart before the Lord？
唔单止系我哋子女
，Not only for our children，
神向着我哋心都系咁样。
This is the same desire which God has for us。
神唔系单单要以撒
，God does not only desire to gain Isaac。
神要嘅系亚伯拉罕嘅自己。
But God desires to gain Abraham himself。
神要我哋将自己摆喺死嘅祭坛上面。
God desires for us to put ourselves on the altar of death。
叫我哋要将自己嚟献过俾佢。
So that we would offer him。Offer ourselves to God.
在亚伯拉罕这个情形底下
In this situation with Abraham,
亚伯拉罕献他自己容易过献以撒
It is easier for Abraham to offer himself than to offer Isaac.
所以神并没有要亚伯拉罕
But God did not desire Abraham to offer himself.
所以神是要以撒
But God desired for Abraham to test him in this way to offer Isaac.
与神藉着他的话向我们了心里边再讲话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts deeper with His own word.
我哋祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，真系好似诗歌咁讲，倘若我哋唔系将自己交完全交你嘅手里边，将我哋唔得着完全安息。
Lord, may it be as the hymn which Jesus sang, if we do not on the altar lay, we would not have perfect rest or be perfectly blessed.
唯有我哋将自己完全放喺死嘅祭坛上面，主你先得满足。
Only when we place ourselves fully on the altar of death, Lord, you will be satisfied.
愿意主，你要藉着呢啲话叫我里边得激励。
Lord, may you encourage us with these words.
叫我哋真系跟着主一步一步嘅走到路中。
So that Lord, we will follow you step by step till the end.
叫我哋唔怜惜我哋里面所爱嘅。
That we will not linger and desire which holds our heart.
唔叫我哋做一啲外边嘅事情，叫我里边得一啲嘅安慰。
That we would not only act outwardly to appease ourselves a bit.
叫我哋真系愿意 将自己摆喺死嘅祭坛上面。
But that we would truly be willing to place ourselves on the altar of death.
不再是我，乃是基督。
That is no longer I, but Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.